It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Rain in Motown holding up the start of the Athletics and Tigers Tuesday, but the wet weather would do nothing to slow down the red-hot Oakland rookie, Matt Olson.
Swinging a long fly ball deep down the right field line and gone, my goodness. Matt Olson has homered in a fifth consecutive game and for the 15th time in 21 games. 1-0 Oakland. 1-1. High fly ball, right field, way back in right. Kenna looking up, and it's gone, a home run. Alex Presley with his second home run of the year, and it ties the game at three here in the fifth.
Boy, terrific bat speed. Again, he got under a little bit, but that told you he had good bat speed to hit it maybe 10 rows out.
He's just fun to watch, isn't he? There's a line drive left field. This one's deep. This one's got a chance. Gone. Nick Castellanos' two-run home run is 24th. A two-run shot here in the sixth inning, and the Tigers lead it 8-4.
Well, the catcher was calling for that ball up and in, and that's where it was. And he had a line shot.
The strike one.
Oh.
Fly ball right field, way back in right. Trouble and gone, a home run. Jed Lowry with a grand slam home run, and the Tigers' lead evaporates here in the eighth inning. The A's take the lead 9-8.
Well, that looked like a hanger inner half of the plate, and boy, he hit it out here about six or seven rows. Knew it was out right away.
Romine, the potential tying run coming down the line at third. The 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him in the high fastball.
Was he set up or what? You have to admit it. That's a heck of a pitch right there.
Hatcher sets the 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? Peeled down to first.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Jerry Meals says strike three, and the Tigers have a big threat, and they cannot get a run home.
The Tigers' rough September continues as they have now lost 9 of their last 11 ball games. Here's the manager, Brad Ausmus.
Oh, it's always when you lose games late, those are the toughest losses you deal with.
8-4, you guys are up. Looks like you're comfortably in control, but we know in baseball that's not always the case. How did it spiral out of control?
Well, you know, truthfully, the nature of a back-end reliever, a closer, or a setup man, they pitch only in close games, and if they have an off day, you generally lose the lead or it becomes sketchy. And, Willie had an off day today, and we lost the lead.
What was Alex Wilson's biggest issue, do you think?
I'm not sure I could pinpoint it. They seem to get a lot of hits. They didn't seem to miss a lot of pitches.
His ERA is like 7 since July. What have you seen from him just overall, I guess, recently?
Actually, his last outing wasn't bad. He was only in there for a few hitters, but it was an infield single and an error. So sometimes it's a little bit deceiving. But he's one of our most experienced guys down there. In fact, between him and Greeny, they're the only guys with more than a year in. Mm-hmm. I guess Hardy actually has a little bit more than a year now, too. But those guys are by far our most experienced guys. They pitch at the back end, and, we're kind of leaning on them here in this last month. As both back-end relievers and leaders down the bullpen.
Look, Oakland's trying to win this game too, but in the eighth, you got a golden opportunity with one down. What was the issue there for your guys?
Well, we had, I think we did. We had the bases loaded, and give them credit, and struck Mac out. And then Mikey had a heck of a bat, but ended up probably going a little too far in that check swing. But, they both battled. It just sometimes you got to tip your cap to them.
Help me with this, because you're in a no-win situation with Andrew Romine pinch hitting or pinch running for Miguel Cabrera at third base. I get why you do it. Why do you do it while he's at third and rather not at first?
Well, not at first because precisely the reason that just happened. He came up to bat. So I don't want to burn Miguel Cabrera if he's standing on first base and also the next hitter hits in a double play and you burn Miguel Cabrera and he might come up later in the game in a big situation. However, if he gets to second, now he's in scoring position, a single, I would score a pinch runner. I would pinch run from there. And at third, a sac fly. Andrew Romine scored on a sac fly that Miggy might not. So in second and third, I do pinch run for him. At first, I don't want to burn him because I don't want to burn that bat later in the game. Unfortunately, we pinch run for him, and his bat did come back around.
We've talked all season long about Castellanos' exit velocity, always hitting the ball hard. I mean, is this who he is, 400 in the month of September? His last 50 games, I think he's hitting 350.
I don't know if he's a 350, 400 hitter, but he's a good hitter, and he's going to be a run producer.
What's been the biggest difference for him? You talked a little bit in pregame and how much maybe more comfortable he feels, how he welcomes the big moment.
I think it's two things. I do think he welcomes the big moment. I think he's much more confident now than he was a year ago. And he's fine. He was a good hitter a year ago, but I think he's much more confident. And he does a much better job of battling at bats and laying off pitches that he can't hit.
Is it even more impressive, though, that he's trying to learn a new position defensively and still having that production at the plate?
Yeah, like I said this afternoon, it might have taken a little bit off his plate from a stress standpoint going out there, because I guess nothing's really expected. So he just goes out there, does his best, and he can, he's a little bit stress-free, and he steps in the batter's box and concentrates on hitting.
All right, lastly, Alex Presley is really impressive lately. Has he won people over enough to suggest that he's a starter going into next year? Do we have too much time left between then?
That's the decision that will be made in the offseason, but he certainly swung the bat very well.
The Tigers will try to avoid the series sweep to the Athletics on Wednesday afternoon. Anibal Sanchez will make the start.